makes down loads the crack. Yo ho ho, and a hacks or rum. Latest version, and I feed you Jack. Yo ho ho, and a hacks or rum.
All right now, if you be a pirate, let me hear your best yo ho ho. Generate the key.
Yo ho ho.
Burn the DVD.
Yo ho ho.
32 gigabytes of MP3s.
Yo ho ho, and a hacks or rum.
This here be a special pirate edition of the Dream Station CC video game show. Yarr!
Yarr, it be Monday, September 19th, and you are listening to the DreamStation.cc video game show. I'm your host, Captain Nobeard, and this is show 23. Check out our website, DreamStation.cc, for news, reviews, interviews, forums, podcast feeds, and our downloadable show archive. Email your questions and comments to videogameshow at dreamstation.cc. And let me introduce the pirates we have with us today. We have Keith.
Yarr!
And we have Bob.
You be calling me Admiral Stumpy.
And we have Phil.
Arr, from Tennessee.
Yarr be sailing on the...
I sail the vast river and lake.
Yarr. It was a mighty storm. Waves were 1-2 feet in height.
Okay, so I actually flew over them. I didn't.
There be many a lake in Tennessee. Norris, Cherokee, Chickamauga, and others.
Okay, we're good. Okay, Keith.
Today we will be discussing what's new at Dream Station. The Space Pirates DVD contest is over. The Nintendo Revolution controller has been revealed. Xbox 360 details. Games and the Law, the ESRB internal audits, external insanity, Factor Crap, the forum question, and the mailbag.
Yo ho ho!
In housekeeping, if you haven't already noticed, today is International Talk Like a Pirate Day, September 19th. In honor of the Talk Like a Pirate Day, we, as over 21-year-old adults, we are enjoying a beverage of the pirate tradition. Let's just leave it that way.
We're partaking in beverages of the adult nature.
By the time you get this, it'll be Wednesday. It will no longer be Talk Like a Pirate Day, but iTunes has us on their main page for the podcast, sort of. It's got, like, Gamer Invasion. You scroll to the right 2 times or 3 times, and there we are. So we're sort of kind of on the front page.
We're like one of Puffy Combs, one of them guys you see behind Puffy Combs. You don't know who he is. He's just part of the posse. That's us.
So we'd like to welcome any new iTunes listeners. I got a FAQ, frequently asked questions, up on our general forums. If you don't understand what the heck we're talking about, or what's up with the ham sandwich, or half of the stuff we're doing, we have an FAQ, and it will probably answer some of your generic questions. Who is Bumblefoot? What's with the ham sandwich? Why are you guys talking like Bill Cosby, etc.? PodcastAlley.com and Odeo.com. You can vote for us at Podcast Alley. You can subscribe to us at Odeo.com. Moving on.
Yo ho ho!
What's new at DreamStation.cc? All right, in my tradition of butchering names, we have Aetlir Iris, Eternal Mana for the PlayStation 2 review. We have Namco Battle Collection for the PSP. Pack and Roll for the Nintendo DS. Sonic Gems Collection for the GameCube. Terrorist Takedown for PC. And we have a review for the PC of Nancy Drew, Secret of the Old Clock.
Sweet.
Pretty high score. I don't want to give the score away, but it's over a 7.
Yo ho ho!
Moving on, we have the Space Pirates DVD contest.
Yo, he had me from the first line. Just like, starts out good.
Yeah, alright.
Unwrap the DVD and stuff the packaging in my underpants. I mean, you had me at hello.
You had me at hello.
Chris Gallant has won first place. He gets Mortal Kombat plug and play into your TV type of game. He gets a secret Nintendo prize. He gets the Space Pirates DVD, which he must destroy in the following manner. I will read it in a minute, and whatever I happen to throw in the box and mail to the dude. We need some sort of proof, so don't just take the prizes and run away. We're going to trust you here, Chris.
Preferably a movie.
Pictures work.
Pictures worth 1,000 words.
With one exception, and I'll get to that in a second here. Basically, here's what he's going to do. He'll unwrap the DVD and stuff the packaging in his underpants. Boil the DVD in hot oil or until it screams. Scrape the sides of the DVD against a broken window. Walk around for a half an hour with it in his butt crack. Now, we don't want a picture of that. I mean, you have to do it.
We'll take your word for it.
Have his puppy poop on it. This is pretty good. Toss it on the roof, get it down with a rake. Toss it back on the roof, get it down with a different rake. Toss it on the neighbor's roof, have him get it down with a different rake. Make it watch reruns of Seinfeld. Then break it in half. He said it, not me. Use one half to play his electric guitar even though he's black. Stuff it in the DVD player and see if it works. It won't, so then I will put it under my pool table. table. Draw a face on it with makeup.
Yes.
Carve drugs into it with a knife and try and flush it down the toilet. Those last three or four things, I think that was from a Marilyn Manson video, wasn't it?
Man, make a suggestion about the toilet. Don't use your own because that will mess up your pipes. Go to, like, you know, the nearest Long John Silver's and use their toilet.
No, no, we take it to Long John Silver's, flush it down their toilet, and run.
Because it's going to clog and back up and someone has to swab the poop deck.
I was going to do a second place because this one was kind of cool and interesting.
Do an honorable mention.
Honorable mention. I will do my best, Neil L., to get you a second place prize. Basically, he is an assistant instructor at Master Tommy Chang's Black Belt World, taekwondo.ca in Toronto. He's got a test coming up.
It says right the second line of the...
Yar! He may know Beard the Pirate. Your literacy is not a strong point.
He's basically has a test coming up at the end of September. Needs to brush up on the board holding, board breaking. What a better way to practice than to tape the DVD to a pine board and let one of your fine black belts test their might. I'll even give you a choice of techniques. Spinning heel kick, axe kick, ridge hand, or knife hand.
Of these maneuvers, which one it should be destroyed with? Let the listeners and the forum viewgoers decide which maneuver.
I can send him psychotoxic and then some actual prizes so it's not just a big pile of crap four on the gamerankings.com. So psychotoxic we'll send you. I'll scrounge up. I got a second secret Nintendo prize, believe it or not. I have two of them, and then I'll throw some extra stuff. I'll email you guys. I'll get in touch with you, and I appreciate all of the entries. We did get a bunch of entries. Thank you, guys.
Yo, ho, ho!
The Nintendo Revolution controller has been unveiled. If you can, we have in our forums, or I'm sure you can find it anywhere online, especially on our website, the Nintendo Revolution controller pictures. There's a video around. It's a remote control style controller. It looks like a DVD remote with a two-handed add-on, a little thumbstick that goes in your other hand, and there's a wire connecting. It looks like nunchucks. It's 3D motion sensitive. It's wireless, and it will have a shell so that you can use for the old games. You can, like, slap this remote inside of the shell. You really need to see the video so you can get an idea of what they're trying to do at Nintendo. They don't want to really compete with Sony or Microsoft. They want to get the casual gamers, the grandmothers, the wives, the girlfriends. They want the controller to be less intimidating.
Grandmothers? You really think they're going after grandma?
Yes, they are.
Keith has done a pretty good job of research, looked at the keynote speech and watched a 50-minute video, etc. So we'll get to that in a second. They said in the past that the games are getting too complicated. They want to reduce the complexity. They want to reduce the coding cost, too, so that you can make better games that are fun rather than you're just worried about graphics. Now, on our forum, somebody posted a poll. On a couple other websites, people have had polls. The majority of those polls some outspoken folks have said that, no, this is a big pile of crap. Some have been fanboys and said this is the most wonderful thing in the world. But the majority of it, that over half the people like it. The other half are split between I hate it and I'm unsure.
They're trying to expand the market. And in order to do that, they have to make games that are simple enough and comfortable enough for new people that have not played games to pick up the game and play, and also with veteran players to be able to play the game and enjoy it as well. That is the main reason why they decided to go with the controller as a remote control look-alike type thing. And the nunchuck-style controller, as he said himself. But he said, basically, because everybody is used to and comfortable with using a remote control, that people won't be daunted by the fact that they're picking up some crazy controller with all the knobs and buttons and doohickeys and levers on it to revolutionize first-person shooters using the remote control like Star Trek phaser, like tennis, using it swinging around like tennis, or using it as a knife and doing cooking games. They're trying to do a whole range of things that are innovative.
I want to play Manhunt with that controller where I can actually stab someone in the eye with it over and over.
The guy, he made an example of walking around like in a first-person shooter and using the remote control as a flashlight with the ability to press a different button to shoot, which and that in itself I do think is kind of cool.
It
Bob,
looks like it's some type of armpit pH detector sticking under your armpit from the video.
What?
In the last third of the video, there's a guy and he's got one hand under his armpit and he's swinging it around. And
well, because they're nunchuck style controllers.
Am I the only one who likes this thing? I thought it was a cool idea, especially for Nintendo.
I think it's a cool idea. My only problem with it is that it looks small in the Asian man's hands. So what will it look like in mine?
A pea.
That right there is seriously my biggest complaint with it. If it looked that tiny in an Asian man's hands, how the am I going to press any buttons on that thing?
I want to know if it comes with the three Japanese schoolgirls.
Because I like the one on the left.
So Phil thinks it's an armpit pH detector. Bob liked it. Keith said he kind of liked it.
The part I liked the most was the part where he was doing the sword fighting game and was actually sword fighting. I was like, dude, that'd be sweet. They could have a game where that actually, like, where they got the feel of it down and it was actually something that would be fun. Shoot, like, a phaser or use it like a sword. Playing Tenchu with that would be awesome.
They're trying to pimp the whole thing that it's a remote control and people are familiar with remote control could pick it up, use it comfortably. We had so much fun with the iToy, that stupid little karate game where we stand there going, "Wah!" throwing our fists and heads and feet around. Now, if we can have a sword game, I'll buy one of those just so I can hook it up and we can have set up two TVs in your house and stand there and sword fight each other with the stupid little controllers.
They had the guy with the baseball bat, and what if you had another guy that had, like, a pitcher? You got two of you standing in the living room. One of you's on one side, one of you's on the other. One of you throws a pitch, the other one hits it. Freaking go outside and play actual baseball. Stop.
Go get some baseball balls.
Yeah. Dude. You have to actually stand up and be in the sun to go outside and swing a bat.
I think it's a cool idea. I think it's going to be far too complicated to actually code for this. Yes, if you can make a game that handles all the sword fighting, but did you see how the dude was moving? There's probably no way that a real game will actually be able to handle all of those movements and recognize them. I mean, the dude dodged backwards and stuff. I think that there will be probably three or four games. There'll be a handful of first-party games that Nintendo makes that will probably really seriously be revolutionary. The vast majority of everything else, it's going to be like the DS. A lot of the games don't even use the touchscreen, and Nintendo is trying to make the touchscreen such a big deal, and it's very forced. Yes, it can be sweet. I have my doubts. I guess I'll have to see it. Like Keith mentioned, that it's going to be small, and I'll have to play with it and see how it feels.
The controller does look kind of cool, but it does look like it'd be very uncomfortable to play games with.
If they can split the controller into two pieces, which is pretty much all they did, you have the analog stick in one hand and then, like, the digital pad and the buttons in the other hand, more or less what a standard Nintendo controller is anyway, and if the games don't take advantage of it, you're left with normal controller in one in each hand, which is essentially what you have now anyway. If the games do take advantage of it, all the better. So I don't think it'll be a disadvantage for the system to have the controller set up like that.
The webcast was definitely geared towards the Japanese audience, but yes, I am giving Nintendo much props for this. I just hope that they make the American version not for Asian small hands.
And I guess in summary then, we all kind of like it.
We did our research, and we're giving it a fair shot.
It gets three peg legs up.
The other two systems, so... Go Nintendo.
Phil gave it one sweaty armpit down, and I really do hope that it works out. I have to voice, I'm predicting that this will be Nintendo's last system now. I hope I'm wrong, but I think that this is it. I think she sealed the deal with this controller.
I agree with you on that.
I disagree. I think you're wrong. I think Nintendo's going to take all their systems in a completely different direction and going to focus on, like you said, making the game simple.
Wow, we actually have disagreement amongst the ranks.
I just don't understand how you could quote-unquote make a game simple by making a very complex controller.
I don't think the controller is complex. If you look at it, the one, your left hand only has an analog stick on it. The other one has, like, what, four buttons and a digital pad and a trigger. I don't think that's terribly complex. This is a good way for Nintendo to go. They're going with their strengths. They're going for the group gaming, easily accessible games, and they're going for...
casual gamer.
Thank you! And honestly, the last Nintendo system really couldn't compete with the Xbox and the PlayStation in terms of graphics, and they're getting away from that so they don't even have to. Take four of us, let's sit down and play this game with these weird controllers, and I'll put on my little poodle mask, whatever that one dude had on, and, like, sit down with these three hot chicks, especially the one on the left, and play
Fly swatting.
I think they were playing. Yes, magnificent.
Chris asked me to mention, Nintendo made a big point in saying that Microsoft and Xbox are going after the same audience. They're going after the guys who are going to spend $400, $500. They're going after the hardcore guys. Nintendo said, I don't even want to compete with those two guys. Those two are competing enough. We're going to go for this other market share.
Yo ho ho!
Xbox 360 details. Okay, November 22nd is the U.S. launch date. Europe, it will launch on December 2nd, and December 10th, it will release in Japan. So, one thing I did want to give some props to Microsoft. These are the first time ever that three territories will be released in a pretty short amount of time. Good job. A ham sandwich to you.
Ham, 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 ham.
The bad. The Japanese version will only have one version. They will have the premium pack, which is basically the equivalent of our $400 system. It will also sell for less. It will be about $350 if you do the translation. So it's going to go for equivalent to $50 cheaper. That's kind of, I mean, I heard it described as biting the hand that feeds. In Japan, this system tanked. So they're trying to do something in Japan. So they're reducing the price by $50. It's going to be a pretty big priority to have downloadable content in Japan so that you're only getting the premium pack with the hard drive.
I think that's kind of like, it kind of is racial profiling. Think about it.
It's a matter of, it seems like a kind of a rip on the Americans. Well, you know, they're the people that are going to spend the money. They're not going to know enough to buy the good system, so we're going to get two different systems. Still, they've had a poll since this news has been released, and in Japan, very few people are actually planning on buying an Xbox. Now, a poll is a poll. We'll see when the money rolls in, but I have my doubts that this is going to turn it around in Japan. And it makes me extra mad because it's like they don't trust the Americans to get just the one with the hard drive in it and the downloadable content and all that other stuff. So it's disappointing. It will be region locked for games and DVDs. This is not serious news, but this has just been confirmed. Also, their stupid Origin Xbox 360 viral marketing website has changed. Whatever. I feel kind of embarrassed and dumb for even mentioning this because I am just being an enabler for viral marketing.
Yes, you're enabling. Stop it.
I apologize for that.
Yo ho ho!
Games and the law. Michigan has passed a law to make it illegal to sell minors games with violent content. California is trying to pass a similar, vaguely worded law. The problem is, what's violent? Is it a mature-rated game? Is that violent? Could a teen-rated game possibly be violent enough to fall under this law? Pretty vague.
Yeah, what
are children just break into the stores and steal all the booty, pillage, and plunder.
So that mean a game like Super Smash Brothers? That was pretty violent. You pull out a sword and start beating that out of Mario with it. That count is violent. I hate laws like that.
Arnold, the governor of California, has not signed the bill yet as of recording Monday night. He does have pretty strong ties to the movies and the games. He's the running man. He's all these Terminator 3.
I better ban all violent content on the Terminator.
Tons of folks are urging him one way or the other. The ESA has come out and said that they are filing a lawsuit against Michigan. The bill has passed in Michigan. It is a law. Laws similar to this have been found unconstitutional and thrown out of court in the past. The ESA says the problem with this is that they're wasting millions of taxpayer dollars just to have this stupid thing thrown out of court. So why are you bothering? Why are you wasting our time? And my quick little rant here is that they're wasting their time because idiots like us are covering this. Anytime some bonehead decides that they want to get on TV, they say, I'm making a stand. I'm up for the children. I'm going to step out against Rockstar Games and their violent video games, and children have too much access to this crap. That's junk.
You're not for the children. You're for your own personal agenda.
Member joined.
Yay, Tom.
Illinois is in the same boat. They have a similar law. They actually have gone the extra step, and they've hired a lawyer to fight against the ESA's appeal. Blitz Games has decided that they didn't want to be all involved in this stupidity. They're going to make an adult line of games. So Blitz makes games like Bratz, the Fairly Odd Parents games, Little Mermaid games, Barbie, stuff like this. And their violent and more evil kind of stuff is going to be under the name Volatile. That way there's no confusion of, well, wait a second, these are the same guys that put out Little Mermaid, so their games must be okay.
Yo ho ho!
ESRB internal audit, external insanity. We had mentioned last week that the ESRB wants all games to be audited. Well, all games since September 2004, they want to have an internal audit done on them. They want the results sent to the ESRB. Failure to do so by January 9th next year will result in punitive actions, whatever that means.
Fine, just send them a word document. It's fine.
The game developers are going to be like, marr, walk the plank.
Tom and I were actually talking about this the other night. ESRB is made up of not really the developers, but it's like the lawyers, the managers, and the normal folk. So they have no idea what's going on. One of the things that really bothered me is they're debating the idea of rating the mods for the games as well. Mods, in common layman's term, is anything that you do to the game after the fact. So, for example, you make a level in Quake 3, that's a mod. The old Doom 2 total conversion where it was aliens. Battlefield 1942 has a desert storm mod so that you're playing with modern weapons. Mods can do anything. You're basically changing the game assets. And this is a pretty ridiculous idea because mods aren't even around when the game comes out to be rated. So how are you going to possibly...
Mods aren't even necessarily done by the developers. Mods are a community effort most of the time. The only games that mods come out for are PC games. They don't come out for, you know, console games. You can't do anything to console games after the fact.
I'm curious on how this is going to turn out. This could potentially be disastrous, and this is a voluntary system, and I know other systems like the MPAA for the movies, you know, rated R.
Yeah.
You hear about the new pirate movie? It's rated R. So what's the big deal? Well, the big deal is Walmart, Target, these types of stores, even EB Games and GameStop for the hardcore gamer, they're not going to put your game on the shelf if it doesn't have an ESRB rating, because they're not really for the hardcore gamer.
What's a pirate's favorite mode of transportation?
RTA.
A car.
I was going to say a boat.
Fair enough.
Yeah, pretty much a boat, right? I mean,
yo ho ho.
Factor crap. This factor crap is brought to you by the folks at Captain Morgan's. Oh, God. All right. One of this is crap. Two of this is fact. Number one, World of Warcraft. There is a disease outbreak due to a bug with the newest dungeon instance, and there's some sort of disease spell. Well, there's an outbreak now. Number two, Sony is redesigning their little stupid boomerang controller to use some of the Nintendo Revolution functionality and just keep it a little less severe, so it's not going to be quite as drastic as the Revolution. This is for the PlayStation 3, if I didn't say that already. Number three, in Super Mario Advance 4, you can do the moonwalk.
Oh, wow.
So number one, World of Warcraft with the disease. Number two, Sony biting off of the Revolution controller. And number three, moonwalking Mario. What's the answer there, Phil?
The one that's crap, huh? I think it's the controller one.
Phil is thinking that the Sony is not going to bite off the Revolution controller at all. Keith?
I'm
going
to say World of Warcraft and a virus to plague scurvy.
I'm going to go with the controller thing, so I don't think Sony takes advice from anybody.
Actually, yeah, you guys were right. Sony has not bitten off of the Revolution controller. They are, in fact, redesigning the boomerang controller. The boomerang controller is said to be a prototype. We don't know what the real one's going to be, but they did take some feedback that Sony controller that was shown at E3 with the PS3 is a steaming pile of doggy doo. So congrats, Phil and Bob. World of Warcraft has a disease outbreak. There's a new instance, and the big bad boss guy casts some sort of disease spell. Players have found when they come out of the instance, they're still diseased, and in fact, because it's a disease, it spreads to other players. So there's like a serious epidemic where all the players are getting the HIV. You're getting the HIV.
Yeah, go Phil.
Blizzard actually has a pretty good sense of humor, and they're saying that like the med teams are mobilizing to try and squell the outbreak, et cetera, et cetera. So, and lastly, Super Mario Advance 4, you can do the moonwalk. I've never played Super Mario Advance 4, so I'm taking Damien Pedler's word for it. Thank you, Damien Pedler.
Yo ho ho!
All right, here, forum question here.
Go, yes, forum.
The DreamStation.cc, go to the general forums. We had a poll up there. We're going to put one up for again this week. The last poll for the previous week was, if arcades go away or die off, will we potentially be missing anything? 53% of the people said, yes, we will. 47% of the people said, no, we will not. Let me read off a couple of these comments, and then we'll go into our feelings on the matter. Kind of took snippet. There was an awful lot of commenting, which is good. We want that. G52 said, however, the arcade is an innovation masterpiece. Where else would you be able to play a fire hose game?
No Chuck E. Cheese?
I have no idea, dude. Master Chief 0987. I love to have a gun in my hand. Time Crisis is my favorite, but I hate to pay to play for just 1 or 2 minutes. Good point. Sunfire 66 does say that basically every arcade she sees with a Dance Dance Revolution game, there's always a line to play. Bob 1057MIA. Even if you can get hepatitis of all forms, that's why God created the sink and disposable wipes. We had commented last week about hepatitis from wearing a helmet that Raymond has worn previous and drooled all over it.
Dude, we're still talking about contracting something from another person's fecal matter. I don't care about the biggest disinfectant in the world. You're still rubbing another man's on your body in some way, shape, or form.
That doesn't make it better. I don't care if I can get rid of it. You know, hepatitis, other than, what, C, I think, can be treated. I think even C can be treated. I don't want it to be treated. I don't want to have to go to my doctor and be like, yeah, sorry, I accidentally got some fecal matter in my eye from putting this VR helmet on.
And the last comment, again, we appreciate all of the comments, but for time, I'm only reading a handful of them. I Am Prince says, online gaming is also helping to murder arcade gaming. I feel like arcades will be very rare or gone in 2 or 3 years. That's sad, seeing as many of us grew up on arcades.
The poll among the people who are here, and even Tom, too. When's the last time any of us were at an arcade?
Dave and Buster's for somebody's birthday within the last 2 years.
Keith?
Same.
Tom?
If Dave and Buster's counts as an arcade, because I don't know if you would count it that way, because it's also a bar this summer.
Okay.
And Phil said the same, right? Phil said Dave and Buster's pretty
recently. Dave and Buster's a couple times over the last year, and even the boxing game with those foam gloves that you wear, you're punching, you're moving. Those things are disgusting and sweaty. I mean, that stuff, even if you disinfect the top layer, there's about 50 layers of sweat on those things. So.
I do agree, though, that arcade is where a lot of the innovation came with some of these crazy games. I mean, for example, you're not going to get a big game where you sit in this big machine and you spin upside down at home. DDR, let's face it, DDR in the arcade is better than it is at home. Sniper scope games, gun games, etc. I think we're going to be missing out on potential innovation. That being said, the Revolution ocean will take care of all the innovation, right?
Yeah, he can fight with swords and fishing rods and fly swatter.
Nothing like fighting with a fly swatter.
Next week's poll question. Do you think that multi-platform game releases will stop with the next generation? What I mean by this is, back in the day, you had either a Nintendo or a Genesis. Most of the games were not released across the board. Some of them were like Street Fighter, Mortal Kombat, etc.
Yo, ho, ho!
Mailbag, mailbag. What I do want to say is, real quick, UMD movies. We have attained some UMD movies. I am hearing that UMD movies are selling very well. I want emails and or voice comments from folks out there who actually have a PSP and they've bought a UMD movie. I want to know why. What is up? The other thing I have to go over here is that I received a package in the mail the other day. It was delivered by our news editor. Let me read it real quick. Chris, I was listening to the DreamStation.cc radio show and I heard you want to do some old school gaming. Well, here you go. Here's an old NES. This is from my private library of games and systems. It's been totally worked over. I mean, refurbished by me and the boys. See? Clean up inside and out. It has a new 72-pin connector. Have fun, and I even threw in a few games to get you started. Just remember, you don't know where you got it from, if you know what I mean.
So you read it in the fucking podcast, and announce it to everyone.
If I show up wearing a cement shoes or dead or walking the plank or whatever else, this will be my living will and testament. P.S. Bob, okay, I don't think he's giving you a TV, because he said don't ask for one or you'll be sleeping with the fishes. So I would like to thank... I appreciate it. I was actually playing Duck Hunt. Duck Hunt is a heck of a lot easier than you remember it being. We have maybe four or five different emails. Let's go over them. The majority of the emails I got were actually Space Pirate entries. I appreciate it. Again, if you want to send us some audio comments, please let me know that you're going to send them, and I will give you the email address to send them to if they're pretty large. For no real reason, could you save a time during one of your shows? Thank you. This is from Chris Gallant, who is actually our winner of the Space Pirates DVD contest. The time now is 8:10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Hyro from Gaming360.com. They actually have a podcast, and I've spoken with this guy. He's pretty cool. What games are you guys looking forward to in the next generation? For example, what's caught your eye at E3 and the Tokyo Game Show, etc.?
I want to try the two different things set up on that Revolution and Sword Fight.
Okay, so Keith wants the Revolution controller / sword fighting game, whatever. Ultimate Ghouls and Ghosts for PSP. There's a Mega Man games, Castlevania game, Call of Duty 2. We have the Killzone 2, 99 Nights, Metal Gear Acid 2, Dead or Alive 4, Project Gotham Racing 3. Here's one. Where do babies come from for the Nintendo DS? God, it's used with a stylus. That's dangerous.
Listen.
I'm not even going to make any comments. I'm just not even going to make comments right now.
I guess I'm looking forward to Call of Duty 2. I'm looking forward to Killzone, if it was even a fraction of what it looked like at the E3 fake trailer that they had. Dead or Alive 4 looks good.
That's the one I wanted to play. But, it's not going to look like that. There's no way that...
No.
I think the thing that we're most upset about is the last couple consoles, what has happened is, and Chris, you brought this up on a couple occasions, is that the games for the next generation should look like the trailers from the previous generation. The intro cinematics, and from what the actual things that we've seen on the Xbox or whatever... They don't look like that. And I think that's what Sony was trying to do with their fake non-playable demos that they had at E3 or whatever. And, you can't do that yet. I mean, the technology's not there, so.
Sony had a Metal Gear 4 demo, and the dude made it a real big point that this was actually real-time rendered, and this was going to be what the screenshots look like. I don't want to call him a liar, but I'm kind of calling him a liar. He changed the camera angles and stuff when that was his interaction, was changing the camera angles. After the lies that Sony put out, especially with the Killzone trailer, I'm not sure I trust it. I can hope. Let's just say I'm being pessimistic about what the Metal Gear Solid trailer looked like.
The Drunken Masters beat me to Killzone, so I will concur with Killzone.
Okay, Killzone, yeah. Squeak has written in, "Hi, in your last podcast, where did you get those Mr. T sounds from? I'm loving the show." We have our sources. For a little bonus feature, go to ye old Google and throw in Mr. T mother video. And there's like a milk and cookies link. Enjoy. Don't say we never gave you nothing.
You know me? Of course you do. That's because I'm famous.
Cartman84 says, "Hey guys, have you heard about this? A group of ex-World of Warcraft developers has opened Red 5 Studios. They are quietly at work building something a little different from most MMOs out there. www.red5studios.com. P.S. Love the show. You guys rock." Thank you, Cartman. We respect your authority. I tried getting information about Red 5 Studios' next MMO. There isn't a lot of information out there. What I will say is Guild Wars kind of left a bad taste in my mouth. So ex-Blizzard employees, I'm not holding my breath. I mean, Blizzard has done some seriously good work. Marius P., our South African listener. Hey, just a weird random thought. With all these mobile gaming devices, do you think that manufacturers will ever make docks for them with RCA or S-Video outs so that I can carry my little PSP 2.0 with the newer games and its dock and two wireless controllers in my backpack? I can meet a buddy in LCD in the car and we can just hook the dock there and it will get power from, say, the cigarette lighter or whatever. The current mobile gaming platform is only able to entertain one person at a time, and we can also charge this while playing. I plan on sending you a voice question early next month if that would be okay. Yes, it would be okay. What do you guys think? Do we want docks and stuff for our mobile gaming devices?
They won't do it. Because that'd be convenient.
I think he's saying, like, he wants a dock. He wants something that the PSP can slip into so that it will project on, say, some sort of TV, and you can do multiple gaming. I guess I'll just jump in with my comment, then, is that in doing all this stuff and wearing a backpack, it's not really mobile gaming anymore. You might as well just toss the old Xbox in the backpack and plug it into a cigarette lighter, I mean.
Valid. But in the same vein, I think it'd be nice if they did something like the GameCube, where you could just take your Game Boy and, you know, use it as a controller or whatever, with the PlayStation 3, use your PSP as a controller and do something with that.
They lose too much money on trying to get people to buy more systems to play, like, online and charge $9 a month.
If you give your mobile device too much power, then there's no reason to buy a home console. That's a good point. Keith, any comments here?
No.
Okay.
Glad you showed up.
I actually did get an email audio question.
Hello, Keith, Chris, Bob, hopefully, and whoever else is there. This is NOA Slow, or Mitchell A from the forums and iTunes, and just wondering if you guys have seen the Revolution Controller and what your thoughts on it are.
The Nintendo Revolution Controller thoughts, I think that's pretty well been covered. Thank you to NOA Slow, and if you guys want to send us audio, please do so.
Yo ho ho!
You have been listening to show number 23.
The show number 13!
So for those of you with us on iTunes, is your first time, what a horrible, horrible time to be listening for the first time.
Wow!
Our show
yes.
is, it's normally, I'm not saying it's the greatest thing in the universe, but it's normally not quite this chaotic and in disarray.
Go check the two previous shows, they were far superior.
So again, happy International Talk Like a Pirate Day. Check out our website, newsstation.cc. News, reviews, interviews, forums, our downloadable show archives, so you can listen to the good shows. Send us email, video game show at dreamstation, dreamstation.cc. Vote for us on Podcast Alley. And we hope to have you folks back same time next week. Any parting words from the Peanut Gallery?
If you didn't say okay. R on Monday, go ahead and let one out now in an observation of Talk Like a Pirate Day.
That's right.
And thank you, gentlemen, for being on the podcast this week, and blarg.
Rum be a harsh mistress. Yar.
In a bottle of rum.
Special pirate edition of the Dream Station CC Video Game Show. Yarr!